Welcome to the Watershed Teaching Podcast. Watershed is the high school ministry of Perimeter Church in Johns Creek, Georgia. Perimeter Church is part of the Presbyterian Church in America. Watershed is a place where we hope high school students would connect, receive, and transform. We want to see students connect with God and others through healthy community, receive His truth through gospel-centered, grace-based teaching, and be transformed by the gospel to then go transform their world. Thank you for downloading this podcast. For more information, please visit us at www.perimeter.org/watershed.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Hey, hey, how are you guys doing? Y'all doing good? Gosh, y'all sound... Hey, Kendall. Hey, so my name is Emilio. I'm on staff here with Watershed. And if you came a few weeks ago, I shared a little bit about my story. I'm going to kind of keep going a little bit. I told y'all a couple weeks ago that, you know, I'd started, you know, smoking weed at a very young age. But it wasn't just weed I was doing. I started drinking early. I was very much in the party scene, you know, getting to a point in my life where I was actually trying to figure out how to throw the parties. You know, girls, I didn't treat them with any type of respect. That's just kind of, I was very much the guy that Rip was talking about last week, if you were here and you heard him talking about the younger brother and the prodigal son. But then in the summer of 2001, I went to this camp and I was there and actually heard the story of the prodigal son. And I heard about the younger brother. I heard about the father's love. I heard about grace for the first time. And just like the younger brother and prodigal son, I accepted Christ. I came home and I love it. I mean, that's really, if you think about it, it's kind of my birthday. Do I celebrate it? Yes, I do. I do. I expect presents on June 17th. But I also, when I got to my actual home in Columbia, South Carolina, I was just hungry. I wanted to know Jesus so badly. So I was reading my Bible, like way more than I had at any point in my life, like combined. I was not only going to church, but I started paying attention. No big deal. Listening. When I got home, my mom, when she noticed a change in my life, we were eating dinner one day, and she stands up. I was like, hey, mom, I got it. I'll do the dishes. And her mouth just dropped. She's like, what happened to you? I was like, I'm a Christian. She was like, no, but seriously, why have you not done dishes for the last, oh, I don't know, ever. But like, I came home very much a new creation. You know, that old me was gone. The new had come. And I just wanted to know Jesus. I wanted people to know Jesus. And I started going to FCA at my high school. Like, I remember walking in and all these people I'd gone to school with for years, like, hey, Emilio, like, Spanish Club is down the hall. I was like, no, I'm here at FCA. They're like, no, but seriously. Like, a lot of my friends still couldn't believe, you know, who I was becoming. But they started seeing this change. And I wanted to get more involved. And one of the things that I knew I wanted to get involved in, because it meant a lot to me in my life, was Young Life. And so I remember, I was talking to my leader, and I was like, hey, what time do you guys usually get there to set up? He was like, usually 6:30. Like, I was there at 6:20. Like other leaders were there, like, why are you here? I was like, why weren't you here? And so it's so, like, I'm helping them set up, like setting up the table with food, or, you know, like making sure the slides are ready, and you know, freshmen and sophomores, these guys I invited, were walking in. And then they walked in. And they were my friends who I've been partying with throughout high school. Oh, speaking of the, there they are, right there. That's, what are the chances that they would be here? Y'all, welcome my friends. Yeah. Okay, come on. So obviously these aren't my friends from 15 years ago, because they weren't born yet. But for y'all were like a year old. Calm down, Garrett. And so they're going to represent, you know, my four friends who I saw walking in Young Life. So, you know, you had my friend Patrick. And Patrick was one of the smartest guys at our school and a close friend of mine. He was actually at his church. He was an altar boy. He was an altar boy at his church, like very involved. My parents loved him. He was actually on the soccer team. Was he as good as me? No, not close. I was all region. He wasn't. That's whatever. You play soccer. You're not as good as me either. And so, but you know, I knew what he was doing on the weekends, because I was doing them with him before I accepted Christ. And so I saw him walk in. I was like, dude, Patrick, what are you doing here? And then you have my boy David. He walked in, and I was mad at David, because David was actually the president of FCA, which is awesome. I think we have some presidents of the FCA in this room. But I started hearing rumors about David. He had started drinking a little bit, and I was so mad. I was like, dude, you're ruining your testimony, your story. Like, what are you doing? And he walked in, and I wasn't happy. And you had my buddy Aaron here. And Aaron was very much the kid that you wanted to hang out with because parents loved him. He was sweet. He was polite. You know, Sunday through Friday afternoon, he was the model student. Friday night, I was like carrying him to his car because he had so much to drink that weekend. And then you had my buddy Westfield. Let's just say I'm pretty sure he was high going into Young Life that night. That's all we're going to say. And so here they are. They're walking in, and I'm angry that they're coming here to the point where I'm actually even kind of like ranking them in my head of who should be at Young Life, like who's actually closer to God. So I was like, Westfield, no, you're like way over here, like way over here. And then I was like, David, you at least are president of something. So I put you here. And Patrick, Aaron, y'all are like best friends. Y'all are good. And so like I was ranking them like this. I was like, all right, they're close to God. They're whatever. Like, but here, I mean, it's me. Like I'm kind of a big deal. But here's how I think God kind of sees this picture. And so they're going to move over here. We even taped it out for y'all. They're going to move over here. And I'm kind of outside looking in. Because I think what God sees is he sees my four friends. And he kind of sees them around this party. And it's not the party that I was thinking that they were surrounding. But it was the party that the Father had invited them to. And here's the truth. I'm on the outside looking in. And I think for a lot of us in this room, y'all are like me. And there's a party being thrown by the Father, and you're on the outside looking in. Because in the story of the prodigal son, like me, you're the older brother. You're the older brother who's angry. I've actually got some older brothers here with me. So they're going to go ahead and come on stage. Some of them are older sisters, don't worry about it. And so I'm going to pick up in the book of Luke, and I'm going to pick up right after the father started throwing the celebration for his youngest son. And it says the older brother became angry and refused to go in. I know for a lot of us, we see the younger brother and we just judge them. Sometimes we hate them. We get angry. And sometimes when they do come to the party, they do come home, we get jealous of them. Not too long ago, about 4 years ago, I had a friend of mine. He was in high school, and he loved Jesus. Loved Jesus. He was very involved in different ministries on campus. He was involved in his church and his youth group. And then his junior year, he started drinking. But it wasn't because he was trying to fit in. It wasn't because he had just got into this like peer pressure or anything like that. It was because he thought he had to drink to make his story relevant. He thought his testimony was boring. He saw the younger brother and got jealous and wanted what they had. And that's just backwards. But here's what it keeps saying. It says, the elder brother answered his father, look, all these years I have been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders, yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours, who squandered your property with prostitutes, comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him. My son, the father said, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. Here's the problem about being the older brother, is we spend so much time looking down on them and worrying about us, we miss out on the celebration. We spend so much time trying to look good and do the right thing. We're reading our Bibles. We're the ones that are going to church. We're leading devotions. We spend this time just trying to build ourselves up that we're missing out on the celebration. We spend so much time hating and judging that people all over are missing out on a better, bigger celebration. And we're just too stubborn and angry and jealous to see past them or ourselves. But I think we are supposed to be part of the bigger picture. I believe that the story of the prodigal son is almost a warning for us older brothers kind of shows us what not to do. So I'm going to encourage you maybe what we should be doing. And that's this. I think we're supposed to be missional. As the older brother, I think our call is to chase after our younger brother. We're not supposed to just stand around and looking down on them. We're not supposed to do anything but love them. Because y'all know that the story of the prodigal son, it wasn't written for the younger brothers in the room. It wasn't written for those guys who were lost. You know it's written for us. You know it's written for the elder brother. Because it was written to the Pharisees. And that's kind of who we are. And here's what the most dangerous thing about the Pharisees is, and I think about us too, is that people are looking at you and watching you. And they're watching to see how you treat the younger brothers. And they'll watch you, and I think one of two things happens. One, they see you and how much you hate those that are lost, and then they hate you and anybody that pretends to be a Christian after that. Or, worse, they'll join you in hating the younger brother. And that can't happen. I'm telling y'all right now, we can't let that happen. Because we're supposed to be part of the bigger picture. Here's my challenge for you tonight, and then I'll close us in prayer. It's not just tonight, but tomorrow and the day after that. I'm not asking y'all to step up in your faith. I'm not asking you to step out in your faith. But here's what I want y'all to do, like these older brothers right here. I want you to lock arms with the younger brother. And I want you to step forward and lead them to the cross. Because ultimately, that's what we're called to do. Let me pray, and then we got some questions, and we'll let y'all go. Father, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for the story of the prodigal son, for calling out elder brothers like me. Father, I pray for all of us in this room that we can go to our schools, to our teams, to our different communities, that we can lock arms with those people who don't know you and step forward in leading them to the cross so that you can do what only you can do, and that's bring them home. Father, thank you for tonight, for the chance to break up in our groups. Thank you for what you're doing in the lives of my friends here at Watershed and what you're doing in this ministry. Thank you for the leaders who take up the time to be here. Father, we love you and pray this in your name. Hey, real quick before y'all leave, we do have some questions. Leaders, if you want to screenshot those, do that. Amen. Sorry. In what way have you been the elder brother in your life? Two, what would it look like for you to step forward and actually lead people to Jesus? And three, maybe what are the things that are keeping you from doing those things? All right. Thank y'all. Y'all are awesome. Love y'all.